Hello, brave women. This is Alexis doing my very first podcast on my own. I've done a couple of interviews before, but I'm being brave and trying something else. I'm thinking that this might be an easier way for us to chit-chat together. Maybe you can listen to me when you are driving to and from work or taking a walk, going to the gym, whatever. This is sort of the next iteration of the Brave Women Lead workshop. You'll still have your Bravery Mindset workbook that I encourage you to open up because we have lots of wonderful things to explore today as we look at how we're going to start authoring our brave new story. So today I want to teach you a greeting. It's a Zulu greeting, and that's from a tribe in South Africa. And when Zulu people meet each other, rather than saying, "Hi, how are you?" to which you reply, "Great, how are you?" which, you know, 9 times out of 10 isn't really true. The Zulu people say, "I see you." To which the other replies, "I am here." These simple exchanges help recognize each other's humanity. They honor how far someone has traveled, what they may have endured, and where they may have grown. And so today I say to you in a similar fashion, I see you and I am here. We have spent the last few months doing some really important work, and I am excited to finish it up with this last workshop, authoring your brave new story. To get us there, we are going to explore an emergent theory of leadership, authentic leadership. This is the only time I'll get kind of academic with you and teach you this theory of authentic leadership because it is such a counter model to what we've been taught about leadership. Leadership as being a position, about power over, command and control, leadership as patriarchy. Authentic leadership is tied to our identities and our values. It sees leadership as a process that we can enter into wherever we are, whether that's at the beginning parts of our career or at the middle of an organization, even at the very top. Then we're going to move into identifying our top 5 core values. If you're like me, you've probably reflected on your values. Maybe you have even gone through some value clarification exercises. I was really surprised at how powerful this activity was in helping me identify my true values. And then we will start the draft of our brave new story by answering some key questions that are grounded in our values. And of course, as always, I want you to share this with your brave BFF over wine or coffee or both. So let's get started with understanding authentic leadership. What is authenticity? We have a sense of what it is. It means being true to ourselves. And in a world that was sort of designed by men and for men, that can be a little tricky for people who identify as women or outside of this gender continuum. So we have to really do some deeper work to figure out what does it mean to be our authentic selves and how do we derive authentic power and leadership from that. So I want you to take a second and reflect on how being identified as a woman makes you powerful. I don't know about you, but I spent most of my life seeing being a woman as a bit of a liability. I felt a lot more vulnerable. I wasn't as strong as men. I felt threatened sometimes by men, real or the imagined men who might be hiding in the bushes. I didn't see woman as being synonymous with power. And I talked about this in the last workshop, really understanding how power can show up in different ways by supporting those we love, by being courageous as mothers and as caregivers. So think for a second about how being a woman specifically has made you powerful. And if that's hard to do, think of other women that you see as powerful. I'm looking at my little vision board right now, and Beyonce is staring at me. That's a powerful woman in a way that doesn't necessarily align with physical power, but her force, her presence, what she's about is powerful. So take a second and think about, how am I powerful as a woman? How does it make me effective to be a woman? How does it help me to be successful to be a woman? Next, we're going to think about our values. And again, we have probably picked up values from society, things that we should value. We should value being mothers. We should value being healthy and beautiful. We should value being kind. That's okay. Those are great if those are your true values. But a lot of times our values are what we should be, what we should think, what we should love, how we should act. We are shoulding all over ourselves. So in this activity, what you'll get to do is really clarify what your true authentic core values are. And for that activity, we'll turn to the Bravery Mindset workbook, where you'll find a series of wonderful questions. And I'll walk through them with you on the podcast, but I really want you to go back and do this, because I came up with a list of 5 core values and only 2 of them were known to me. The other 3 were ones I had no idea existed. So here are the questions. Think of 1 to 2 people who inspire you. What qualities do they have that you admire? So I think about people I know or people I don't know, like a Beyonce. I admire that she is truly herself and embraces her identities as a Black woman, artist, musician, mother. The next question, what brings you joy or excites you? For me, that's being with people. I get so much energy being with people and really specifically developing and helping them. The third question, consider a meaningful moment or peak experience that stands out to you. What were you doing? What values were you honoring? For me, that's teaching. That's standing in front of a room, holding space for myself and for my participants, speaking words that they feel but may not know cognitively, bringing that forth in the room. Write those things down. Answer that question as well in your Bravery Mindset workbook. And then go in the opposite direction. Consider a time when you're angry or frustrated or sad or upset. What values were being violated or suppressed that caused you to feel that way? I get upset when I see people being mean. It's just really simple. I do not like meanness in the world. And so the flip of that is kindness. Kindness is a value of mine, a true core value. After you've finished writing all of this out in your Bravery Mindset workbook, you'll want to start to create themes and come up with 5 themes that really capture what you've written down. And not all of the responses are necessarily going to fit, but I really want you to challenge yourself to come up with 5, not 2, not 10, but 5, because 5 is basically all that that's the number we can most remember, I guess the easiest. And those 5, I want you to really get those themes down to singular words that will be your core values. And when you're done with that, and you'll have space for this in your Bravery Mindset workbook, I want you to write your own definition of what that value means to you. So for example, one of my values is magic. And to some people that might seem like, oh, I like to have fun, and it's kind of a silly word that is associated with being a child, and maybe, you know, I like to create wonderful magical experiences, and that's not what it means at all. What magic means to me is that I have a very deep spiritual orientation, and that I actually believe magical things can occur when I open up and release trying to control things and let the universe guide me. That's what magic means to me. So you'll have space in your workbook to write all of those beautiful things out. And I have mine on a simple sheet of paper, the 5 words with the definitions, and I have it up in my office. And I would encourage you to do the same. Because those values and your identity as a woman and all of your identities, those are the groundwork, the basis of your authentic leadership. They are like roots to the tree of who you are. So if we picture these roots that are your values and your identities, feeding the tree of who you are, the trunk and the branches, that's your authentic self. The shadow of the tree is how you show up in the world. And the more alignment you have with the shape of the tree, the more accurately the shadow will reflect the tree. That shadow is your leadership. That's how you show up in the world as a leader. So it's really important that we're crystal clear on our values and our identities and how they make us strong, because that's who we truly, truly are. And sometimes we hide that part of ourselves, especially as women. And I want you to find a way to make that shadow match the magnificent tree that you are. So now that we've done this grounding work, it's time to shift into authoring your brave new story. Every story has a theme, sort of the big message or the point of it all. And you are going to explore what your theme is in the Bravery Mindset workbook. And I'll get to that in just a second. Another part of every story is sort of this central conflict or problem, something that the story is trying to solve. And then the last part of any good story is the resolution. That's when that central conflict is resolved and all is right with the world. Now, a story, a good story, is a mix of reality and fantasy, of what we hope for and wish for with what we are living currently in our day-to-day. And so for this story, when we talk about the theme, the central conflict, and the resolution, I'm going to ask you 3 powerful questions. So turn to your Bravery Mindset workbook, and the first question is this: who is the woman you are aching to become? Who is the woman you are aching to become? If you look back at your values, you can think, which ones of those am I not living? Which ones are calling to me? I did this activity as a conversation with my brave BFF, and I really encourage you to do that. But if you can't, that's okay. Write it in your notebook. But I hope you can verbalize that to someone who can witness it. The second question is about the conflict or the problem that needs to be solved in this brave new story. And the question is this: what breaks your heart about the world? What breaks your heart about the world? There are probably thousands of things that break your heart about the world. Just open the paper or social media. There's so much pain. What I want you to do is focus on what breaks your heart. There's the collective heart of everyone in the world that breaks when children suffer, or when we see tragedy of natural disasters. I want to know what breaks your heart. And it might be something that you think, oh, I don't know if it breaks the collective world's heart, but it breaks my heart. That's what I want you to write down. What breaks your heart about the world? And then the last question is the resolution. How can you bring together the woman you're aching to become with what breaks your heart about the world? How can you heal the world? When I did this activity, I was surprised at what broke my heart. It was seeing Western women with all of this privilege holding themselves back because of internal barriers, internalized sexism, internalized patriarchy, where they didn't value themselves or what they could do in this life. That broke my heart. But what also broke my heart were the plights of women in emerging nations, women who were refusing to listen to those voices but had real external barriers that were keeping them from living their whole lives. And I thought, if we could harness the power and privilege and wealth of Western women to help these women in emerging nations, that is the central problem that I am going to solve. And that's why I've opened my living school, so that I can teach Western women like you how to overcome these internalized barriers. And certainly we have plenty of external ones as well, but nothing like the women in emerging nations. My hope is that with every workshop, we are supporting women in emerging nations by helping them build schools so they can have access to basic education. And that's why some of the proceeds from the workshops go to the schools in Zimbabwe that are being built by Dr. Tarai Trent. And I've talked about her before. Her book, The Awakened Woman, is just something I hope all of you will read someday. She has a beautiful, beautiful story, and she's doing incredibly courageous work building these schools for these girls who otherwise are not allowed an education. This is my brave new story, and this is how I'm living it right now with you on this podcast. Because when I'm done, I am going to take proceeds from this webinar series and send it to Zimbabwe. And when I do that, Tarai gets on Facebook and is so excited and sends notes of love and all the people involved with her schools. You can do this too. You can author your brave new story. And to support you, if you want, you can go back and create another bravery canvas. Figure out where you're wanting to go in those 5 to 7 steps that kind of make you catch your breath but are brave and only exponentially increase your bravery until you find yourself, like I've found myself here, with a real school online and in person. My brave sisters, we have come so far together, and it has been my honor to midwife you through this journey. I wish we were in person. This is the best I can do in place of that. But I want you to know that in my heart, I see you and I am here with you always. Thank you so, so much for journeying along with me. I'd love to know what you think of the podcast versus the video. And I'd love to learn about your brave new journeys as you move forward on them. There are women doing incredible things, and you are so needed in the world to do the same. Be brave.